Amtrak runs 7 round trips a day between Milwaukee and Chicago. Ridership has gone up for most of the years since the states of Illinois and Wisconsin agreed to boost their financial support of the trains. But Illinois is having more fiscal woes, and rail passenger advocates worry Illinois may cut the $1.7 million it puts into the Hiawatha service each year. Ken Burbach is executive director of the Wisconsin Association of Railroad Passengers. He says Wisconsin travelers would not be well served if the once-a-day Empire Builder was the only passenger train serving the Milwaukee to Chicago corridor.
Primarily because when you've got a long-distance train like the train coming all the way from Seattle, things can happen along the way. The train can be late. And so for people who are in Milwaukee and say want to go to Chicago for a business meeting or something like that, it would be very difficult to depend upon it, I'm afraid.
Burbach says by contrast, the Hiawatha service is very reliable. The Illinois Department of Transportation says it put in a budget request for $12 million to help run all the Amtrak lines in Illinois come July. That's the same figure that's been spent during the current fiscal year. But it appears it'll take a 3/5 vote by the Illinois General Assembly to pass a new budget, meaning many line items could be adjusted. Amtrak says it's monitoring the Illinois budget situation. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.